I know the mic's not working, but my wife always tells me I've got a big mouth anyway. I don't suppose I need it. You know, my name's John Buckley. I come from the Light in Life Gypsy Church. Now, not that that matters, whether we're Drablow or whether we're not, we're one in Christ together. You know, I've been a Christian now for about 14 years. Now, before I was a Christian, I had many people tell me about the love of Jesus. I had many people tell me that my sins separated me from God, that I needed to be saved. And I used to make excuse after excuse about why not to be a Christian. I thought it was okay for other people, but not for me. I thought it was something that non-travellers could do, but travelling people, I thought gypsy people, could not be Christians, not proper Christians. I was grown up from a young age. I was about 5 or 6 years old. I remember my dad used to take me around the shops and learn me how to shoplift. He would learn me how to walk around the shop, and he would show me how to put something under my arm and how to walk out the shop, and it looked like I wasn't carrying anything. And if I ever got caught, I remember this one particular day, I went inside like a little co-op shop, and I put a big yellow tractor under my arm. And it was a bit big, and I walked out like that. But amazingly enough, I managed to get it out of the shop. And I went back in and I nicked another one. Come back out, then I come out with another two, and I walked out like that, and I still got out of the shop. But my brothers went in, and they seemed to be a long time coming back out. I thought I was only about six, but I thought they must have got caught. But I didn't want to go inside and check, and I didn't want to leave my toy tractors. You know, so I put all the tractors, what I've got, under my jumper, and I got caught going back in. You know, and my dad come over, and my dad see I got caught, he see I was in bother. And he said to me, hold out your hand, son, and I hold out my hand. And he would smack me hand, and he would make it so you go to bed tonight with no supper. And he winked at me, let me know it was alright. You know, when I come out of school, I started to get a living, my dad showed me how to get work. He showed me how to cheat a little bit. I would work on one person's roof, and I would go onto the next door neighbour's roof, and I would lift up a little bit of lead brushing or take some tiles out. Then come down and ask if they wanted to fix it. Or sometimes I would get a bit of grass and I would put it in the next door neighbour's guttering. And so I'm working for your next door neighbour, and I'm your front gutter's blocked up. And that's how I would keep working. People would tell me about being a Christian, and I thought, I can't be a Christian. I thought, I used to love drinking, I love going to the pub. You know, I used to tell lies to get a living, I smoked. I wasn't a big thief, but due to my upbringing, I was still a saint every now and then, and I thought, I can't be a Christian. But my wife became a Christian before me. She started going to church. And in my family at the time, it was unheard of being a Christian. And they would tell me that I had to stop my wife from going to church. They would tell me to stop my mum from getting about with my wife when she started going to church. I said, because it wasn't unusual for my dad's house to get raided every now and then. I had such a law-abiding family, it wasn't unusual for the police to raid the house every now and then. And they said to me, what's going to happen now your wife's a Christian? She's not going to tell lies anymore. One day the police are going to turn up for whatever reason. You're going to be hiding up in the stable. You'll be hiding up under the caravan, and the police are going to turn up. And the police are going to say to your wife, have you seen your husband? She'll say, yeah, he's hiding under the caravan. And they would say, you've got to stop them from going to church, because one day we're all going to get in trouble over it. The police are going to turn up, everyone's going to get pinched. And that's what they would say to me. And I used to look to them, I would say to them, listen, I said, your wife might grass you up. I said, if you become a Christian. I said, but my wife wouldn't grass me up. But when I would have a few points, I'd have 4 points of beer, 5 points of beer, and I thought, I bet she would. And it played on my mind, I thought, I bet she would. And I would come home from the pub at 2 in the morning or 1 in the morning, whatever time it was when I finished drinking, and I would wake her up. I would nudge her and say, if any police ever come here and you tell them where I am, there's going to be, I said, you're dead. But in the end, I started to think to myself, could it be true? Could it be true? And I could see amongst the travelling people, I could see they was changing. I would go to church every now and then with my wife, and she would say to me, I would say to her, where do you want to go? She said, all I want you to do is take me to church. I said, please, anywhere. I said, we go to the cinema. I said, I'll take you out for a meal. I said, but I don't want to go to the church. So like, you ask me, you said, if I want to go anywhere, it's not going to cost any money. Just where I want to go to church with you for a couple of hours. But when I went, I knew they had something different. They was travellers, but they was different than travellers what I knew. There was something different than them. I knew they had something that I didn't have. And I thought to myself, you know, somehow they preached the gospel. See, I used to think what made me a man. I used to think what made a man a proper man is that if I can go to the pub and drink 10 points and someone else could only be 5 points, I was more manly. And that's how I looked at it. I thought myself, what made me a man is I was able to get a living, know my own way. And I thought, what made me a man is, you know, I never was a violent person, but if someone said anything, I'll have to say something back. And I lost more times than I won. But I thought, because I was willing to have a fight, if it come to it, that made me a man. And I went to the church one night, and I told my brother-in-law Dave I was going to church. And when I got there, the person preaching, he started preaching, I forget what verse he come from, and he said, it doesn't make you a man because of how much beer you can drink. He said, it doesn't make you a man because of how many fights you've had. I thought Dave told this man about my life. I thought he's told him about my life. I thought he knows too much. He said, it doesn't make you a man because of how much beer you can drink or how many pubs you can go through during the course of a night. And it played on my mind. He spoke about heaven, he spoke about hell, and I thought, could it be true? And about 14 years ago, I went to church in Darwin, and I give my life to Jesus. You know, and I thank God as I give my life to Jesus, I found my life started to change. I found the first thing that changed was the way I spoke. I would swear all the time, not because I was upset, it was just part of the way I spoke. I would swear, not even realising I was using bad language. But the very next day when I give my life to Jesus, it was uncomfortable to swear. You know, I was working with my uncle, he was an unsaved man, and he was swearing, and it was uncomfortable to sit next to him. I thought, that was the first thing to change. And as I went on with God, I found that I stopped drinking. I packed up smoking. The way I've got a living, you know, it changed. Not overnight, but, you know, it changed over time. You know, and if God can change a person like me, God can change a person like you.
Amen.
You know, and if God can do a wonder in my life, if God can change a person like me, if you're in here tonight and you don't know Jesus, give God a chance in your life. Because, you know, let me tell you, Jesus is alive.
Amen.
And you're not going to realise how alive Jesus is until you give him a chance in your life.
Amen.
You're not going to realise how real God is until you give God, until you accept him as your Lord and Saviour.
That's right.
Because God is real, Jesus is real, and the Bible is true.
Amen.
If you're in here tonight and you're not a Christian, please, I don't know everybody, please give Jesus a chance in your life. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Sister.
Hallelujah.